The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Mi'ul Daf Gemol. Our Gemara talks about the din of Kachim Shemesu, that there's halacha, that if Kachim die, there's no mi'il anymore. And the reason for that is, because since the Kachim died and there's no Avoida that's still required to do with the carbon, it does not have a din of Kachi Hashem. Kachi Hashem means Kachim that you're going to use to do Avoida with it. The Gemara is Mavur that if the Kachim has the din of Imol Yerdu, that means if when a Kohen brings the Kachim onto the Mizbeach, the halacha would be that now he has to imakrev it, so then it would not have a din of Kachim Shemesu. So I want to talk a little bit about the concept of Kachim Shemesu, and about the concept of Nasis Mitzvosoi, and there's a third concept called Shas Hetel Koinim. I want to elaborate a little bit on these three concepts. So Kachim Shemesu means that the Kachim died, and now there's no avodah to be done with it anymore. Nasis Mitzvosoi sounds like it's a little bit different. The concept of Nasis Mitzvosoi sounds like it's halacha that if you already accomplished the main mitzvah for which the carbon was hukdash, so then there's no more mila. The explanation would be that the whole kodshim was created in order to do a certain mitzvah. Once you do that mitzvah, so now it's basically used up. The kodesh of the thing was used up for that mitzvah, and now there's no more me'ila because it fulfilled its purpose. Kachim Shemesu, on the other hand, is kachim which lost its purpose. So they seemingly are very, very similar concepts. I mean, in both cases, the idea seems to be that kachim which no longer has a mitzvah to be done with it, does not have me'ila. So it's a little bit interesting that the Gemara has two different halachas, and the Gemara puts it down like two different halachas. There's one din of Kachim Shemesu, and there's another din of Nasis Mitzvasi. So in reality, there are Rishonim that learn that they are the same din. The Ritva and Tais Yishonim, and Tais Rosh and Yuma, all say, which is not really all, because those three Sfarim are pretty much identical in Yuma, you'll hardly find many variations between those three Sfarim. They seem to be quotes from one author. But they all ask the following question. They ask, how do we know the halacha, the Nasis Mitzvasoi, is Ein Mayolim Bai? So they struggle with different roots. And one teretz that they propose is, because of, like the Gemara says later in Me'ila, Shnei Ksuvim Abam Ke'echad, that there's two psukim which say, by Truma Sadesh and by Egla Rufa, that there is a din of Me'ila even after it's Nasim Mitzvasei, so that would show me that everything else does not have a din Me'ila once it's Nasim Mitzvasei. And the Taisis Sarash, Taisis Shonim, and the Ritva fall off of that because of the fact that you can't learn something out from Shnei Ksuvim Abam Ke'echad. You can't prove the opposite of the Shnei Ksuvim Abam Ke'echad. Now this concept is Machlokes Rashi and Taisis. Whether or not, when you have Shnei Ksuvim Abam Ke'echad, that shows you that everything else has the opposite halacha or not. Or it's just that you can't learn out from there that everything else should have the same halacha as the Shnei Ksuvim, but it doesn't prove to you that everything else has the opposite halacha. So, the answer, the Taisa Shonim, Taisa Rosh, and the Ritva answer, no, the reason why Nas Mitzvasai, there's no meal anymore, is because Kachim Shemesu, because there's no purpose of it anymore. So you see, and these Rishonim, that it's all the same halacha, and there's no difference between these two dinim. However, the Achronim speak out that, according to some Rishonim, Kachim Shemesu still is Asr Bahano Midoy Raisa, whereas by Nasim Mitzvasai, it's not Asr Bahano. So you see, that's two different dinim. And there's a number of other rayas that seem to indicate that these are two different dinim. And the question begs itself, what is the reason that you have to have another halacha of Nasis Mitzvasai? Once you have a din of Kachim Shemesu Yotzim Yidei Me'ila, why would you have to have an additional din of Nasim Mitzvasai Me'ilam? So the truth is that according to the Rishonim that I just said over, that by Kachim Shemesu there is an Isra Ano, so then maybe Enochinami. You don't have to have a din of Nasim Mitzvasai to tell me that there's no Me'ilah. The din of Nasim Mitzvasai tells me that it's not Isra Ano anymore. However, the Rishonim, I would like to say a teretz that could answer even according to the other Rishonim who hold that there's no Isser by Hanoam and Dereisa by Kotchim Shmeisu. Nevertheless, you could explain why you need to have a dinner of Nasas Mitzvase. The explanation might be very simple. Kotchim Shmeisu never had any mitzvah to be done with it and never will have any mitzvah. So it absolutely has no function at all as far as Kotchim is concerned. So therefore, it loses its milah because the milah only applies to something which is Kotchi Hashem. So I'm deviating a little bit from the normal understanding. The normal understanding is that Kotchim Shemesu is not Kotchi Hashem because there's nothing to do with it anymore. It could be that's not the explanation. It could be the explanation is that the reason why Kotchim Shemesu is not considered Kotchi Hashem is not because you in the future you have nothing to do with it. It's because both in the past and in the future there's no avodah to be done with it. Therefore, it doesn't have a din Kotchi Hashem because Kotchi Hashem has to be something which at least in the past or in the future should have some avodah that's required to be performed with it. But if there never was and never will be an avodah to be performed with it, then it doesn't have a din of Kotchi Hashem. So that would make sense by Kotchim Shemesu. But by Kotchim where I did do avodah, I did perform some avodah, it would make sense to say that there should be mili even after I finished performing the avodah. That's why you need a new chiddush that Nasis mitzvasa, that once the whole function of the kachim was fulfilled, then that's another reason why mi'ilah goes off. So that would be an explanation why the halach of kachim shemesu would not be able to apply universally, and you would need to have an additional halach of nasis mitzvasa. Now if we understand kachim shemesu like this, so now we can wonder and offer two different possible explanations for the halach of Emolo Yerdu not having the din of Nasas Mitzvah. In other words, when our Gemara says that Kachim that have a din of Emolo Yerdu, they don't have a din of Kachim Shemesu, we can offer two different explanations. One explanation would be, the way you would understand Kipshutoi, that the reason is because just like Kachim that I have to be Makriv in the Beis HaMikdash, don't have a din of Kachim Shemesu because it's still Kachi Hashem. So too Kachim, which I don't have to be Makriv, but if I could be Makriv it, even though I'm not Mechuyiv to be Makriv it, nevertheless, it will have a din of Kachi Hashem. So even though I'm not Mechuyiv to go ahead and bring it up onto Mizveach, but since if a person would, by mistake, bring it onto Mizveach, and then it would get a din of Akrava, then the halacha would be, that it would be considered Kachi Hashem because of that. So it's a little bit shver because L'chaira, it's usher to bring these karbonis onto the Mizbeach. The halacha is that the halacha is a ma'ol yerdu. You're not supposed to bring it onto the Mizbeach. So L'chaira, it's very hard to explain that because of the fact that if by mistake someone will bring it onto the Mizbeach, he would have a mitzvah to makrev it, because of that it should retain its din of Kachi Hashem. No. Right now, there's no avoid amachuyif to do with it. So it could be that according to what we were saying, you could say a different explanation. Maybe the explanation is as follows. It happens to be that the kachim which have a din of emol yerdu, according to Taisvis, the requirement for kachim having a din of emol yerdu is that it should be psulam bakaydish. Psulam bakaydish means, according to some rishonim, that the psul happened after shchita. If something happened to the kachim after shchita, so then it has a din of psulam bakaydish. If there was something good about the shechita, now it doesn't have to be necessarily that the shechita was 100% kosher, but it has to be, at the very least, that the shechita has some element of hechsher. So if the shechita is considered an avoided to some extent, then that would give it a din of emol yerdu. But if the shechita absolutely didn't happen yet, or if the psul preceded the shechita, or if the shechita is totally not considered an avoida, so then the halacha would be that it would not have a din of emol yerdu. According to this, maybe you could explain more simply what the reason for why it doesn't have a din of kachim shemesu. Because since the halacha of emol yerdu happens to only apply to kachim, which already had some sort of avoida, so therefore, according to what we're saying, you can understand very well why it doesn't have a din of kachim shemesu. Because we said before that the din of kachim shemesu applies only to kachim, which never had an avoida performed in it. The only question you can ask is, if that's the explanation, so then, if Itake had a good shechita, and you did Kabbalah Bedarim, then even though the halacha might be Im'olu Yerdu, that it does not have the din of Im'olu Yerdu, nevertheless, since I did the shechita behechsher, the halacha should be that it should not have a din of kosher shemesu, since it already had a kosher avoida. So, I think the answer might be that shechita by itself is not considered that you did an avoida unless it's possible for the shechita to connect to future avoidas. If the Shechita is a standalone thing, it's not a standalone thing, it's not necessarily called an Avoida. Enough to make it that the item is considered Kach Hashem because it already had an Avoida. Because Shechita applies to Chulun also. So Shechita, in as of itself, without being able to have any continuity, would not be considered an Avoida to be able to imbue the Kachem with the title of Kach Hashem. The only way the Shechita is considered that you did an Avoida is only if it's possible for the Shechita to continue and go further into Akhtara, then the Shechita itself would be considered an Avoida, and now the Shechita will be enough to make the item be considered Kach Hashem. So that's why you have to have, in addition to the Shechita, you have to also have the fact that it's Olu Yerdu. But the reason why it's considered Kach Hashem is not because I'm mechuyev to do an Avoida. Because like we said, Imol Yerdu means I'm not allowed to do that Avoida. So it can't be that the reason why it's Kach Hashem is because I have another Avoida to do. The reason is because the Avoida you already did is considered an Avoida, since it could theoretically be mitzdarif with another Avoida of Akhtara later on, if the Kohenim would by mistake bring it on to Mizbeach.
The Daf Yoimi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.